Rachel, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't tap out right now.
Oh, no, no, no! You can't lose her paladin in the middle of a demonic battle of souls!
Akashi, man, we've gone from Schitt's Creek to Rapids. She's not responding.
Can't you do something? Like, some magic or, I don't know, summon someone else to help?
Unfortunately not. With that bell in effect, time outside this room is at a standstill. We're all we've got. Let's think of something else.
Hell if I know what to do. It's not like I go ripping demons out of bodies every day. Oh, we are screwed.
Easy, easy. Stay with me, Akashi. We may be treading in deep water, but with my experience and your intellect, I'm sure we can recover. Go check her bag. She must have something in there.
Right. Bag. Where's the bag?
It's on the table, right there, next to the bed.
Okay. I have these crackers.
No, too late for that. Hold on, Rachel. We're figuring something out.
There's not much over here. Holy water?
No good. There's only a few drops left. Go on, keep looking.
I'm looking. There's nothing else in this bag but some candles, matches, and a rosary.
Come on, Rachel, stay with me. Look, if you're gonna do something, do it now. Her pulse is getting weaker.
How about this?
What, are you insane? Neither of us know how to use that damn thing. Could blow up on us.
That doesn't sound like something a champion would say.
Akashi, no!
Now this is rather unexpected. Who are you to be tampering with my strings?
The better question is, who are you?
I am Yuri, god of time, keeper of the loom. I'm a pretty big deal, and what I would like to know is where you came from and how you were able to use that bell.
I don't have time for this. I have friends who need my help.
Oh, you don't have to worry your pretty little head about that. We have all the time in the world.
How are you doing this?
As stated, I am the god of time. This is merely a minute fraction of what I can do.
Right. Now, I don't understand what is going on, and back there, I have a demon to vanquish and my partner to save.
Dear me, sounds like you have your hands full. You are here because you rang that bell. A significant magical item that belongs to someone significantly more powerful than yourself.
It's not like I stole it. I was desperate.
Desperation leads to destruction if one is not careful. That item has a failsafe so it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And yet here you are with all of your extremities. That says something.
I'm not commonly on a path to destruction, so if you could cut me a break, I'd appreciate it.
Do you have the habit of speaking to gods in such a manner? Perhaps I should give you a lesson on what it feels like to be truly helpless.
Okay. I'll do anything if you can help me. Name any price.
Subjugation? That's more my brother's thing. But lucky for you, I am in a good mood. How about this? I will lend you my aid in exchange for bringing me that disruptive little trinket.
I'm sorry, but it's not mine to give. Besides, if you want it so badly, then how come you can just take it?
With all manner of fancy magics come lovely rules that dictate function and operation. This particular item has a strict rule of transference. For you to even be able to pick it up must mean the owner is hovering between life and death.
How do I know that I can trust you?
That's the neat part, Kit. You don't. Call it a leap of faith.
Faith is in short supply these days.
You've got that right. But what choice do you have? It's either trust me or watch everything turn to ash. Go on. Toss that coin.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll get you the bell if that's what it takes.
Your malleability is appreciated. Now pay close attention. Oh, I will not be repeating myself.
Thank you. I won't fail.
Firstly, observe here. There are endless strings stemming from every sentient being. All of these threads come together to form a pattern. What we need to do is remove the unwanted entanglements. Hopefully without unraveling all that connects your friend to the demon. Quite catastrophic, I can assure you.
There's so many, all interwoven and taut. It's a mess.
Quite. It takes a lifetime to comprehend. Several more yet to master. But most importantly, a profound attention to detail.
Well, now that we have located it, what do we do?
We must pinpoint where to sever it. You must be precise. Down to the 247th zeptosecond. No. I don't think we need to go that far.
Well, how's that even possible?
It is in my job description. What a poor god of time I would be if I couldn't perform such a menial task.
Fair enough. My apologies.
Ah, here we go. Do you see this glint right here?
I don't see anything but the string. Ah, how?
Forgo peripheral distractions and hone your focus. With a little help from me, you should be seeing it soon.
I see something. It's getting brighter.
And there you go. Granted, godly intervention goes a long way. But it all begins with potential.
Oh, wait until I show this to Black.
Oh, sweet child. He is blinded to what we see. I suppose you would have to be the one to show him.
Why can't he see them? I mean, Black is really strong.
There is no question about that. However, if you start striking things willy-nilly, and the stark difference between a master surgeon versus a cleaving butcher is all the more apparent.
I can tell he holds a lot in. Explains his befuddlement to all this, but now I'm confused as to how I'm supposed to help him.
Easy. There is something that tethers you two. Come now, Akashi. A clever boy like you must have noticed something upon meeting Black. The ease of your companionship, the way you tease one another. I dare say there's chemistry here.
So what? Cosmic forces have paired us up for some predestined narrative? Don't I have a say in this?
But of course. We are not without free agency. Currently, I find myself engaging with you. This judgment I make is purely by my own design. Or so I hope.
There's this strange sensation when I'm with him. A familiar feeling I can't put my finger on. Are all strings like ours?
That is a wonderful question. Perhaps if you seek me upon your return, I might indulge well.
What? Is the bell not enough?
Ooh. There will be a different means of compensation for that tidbit of information.
How will I know what to offer if you don't show me the price tag?
Life has a knack for revealing what we need to know as those opportunities manifest. As for Black, there are worse men to be tied to. Don't be afraid to strengthen that bond, for it may be the very means to brave what's to come.
Ominous? I don't suppose you're graciously willing to indulge me in what's to come.
There is a time and a place for everything, and there is somewhere else I wish to be. Good luck, young Akashi. You're going to need it.
Yuri, wait! I'm not ready yet. I have so many questions.
I know. And that's what keeps things interesting. Always needing to know what's going to happen next keeps you moving forward. Lastly, though, we are not on a first-name basis.
Akashi! Akashi! Storm of Swords, answer me, hero!
I'm back.
Back? What the hell happened? Told you not to touch that damn thing.
No, it's good. We're good now. I know what to do.
Uh-huh. Not sure what epiphany you came to just standing around like a space cadet.
Ren, I need you to have a little faith in me and follow my lead.
Time's almost up. Go on, take the reins.
To cut to the chase, I need you to clear your mind and focus solely on what I'm about to manifest. I'll guide you.
What? How are you doing?
Less talking, eyes forward.
Ethereal strands. Philip mentioned such a phenomenon.
Let's see how far visual learning takes us. Once I have the demon strand in hand, it's on you to make the cut. Wait for the glint and put your back into it.
My flames will engulf both of you.
Then refine those flames into a wakizashi. We need precision. I found you. Hide and seek is over. It's cutting my hands. He never said it was sharp.
There, hero. I see it.
Then do your damn job.
From ashes to ashes, demon to dust. Playtime's over, you wretched hellish husk.
Holy hell, that worked. It's about time you showed your face.
That's all you got. Those flames pale in comparison to the ones in hell.
The optimism is somewhat refreshing. See, I'm not the only one with flames. Ain't that right, Rachel? Having a physical body has its flaws. You're best prepared to feel the wrath of God like never before.
I call your name, Plauto, and hold dominion over you. You have violated this world with your filth. How about we skip the formalities and get straight to the banishment? Seems someone let go of their bargaining chip.
Amen.
By the grace of Yahweh, we are victorious today. However, it is overshadowed by the putrid taste of the demon filth in my mouth. You still got a flask?
Yeah, you know I do. I think we could all use a drink. Here, you first.
Greatly appreciated.
Will her soul know where to go?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yes, she knows, although she's sad to leave her family behind. She understands that she's going to a better place. I shall deliver her personally to our father. She's exhausted. It would be difficult to make it on her own.
I knew you could do it, Megami.
Hero, could you gather my things? It's time to restore the order.
I can do that.
Give my regards to his son, and let him know I'm ready to resume our talks at his convenience.
I truly cannot fathom how the two of you get along as well as you do.
Well, it's easy, Rachel. He loves all sinners and saints alike. There's respect for standards like that.
Here's your thanks.
Thank you, Akashi. You did a marvelous job. I dare say we could not have done this without you. Would you kindly return the bell?
Come on, Akashi. What's wrong with you? Hand over the bell so we can all go home.
The thing is, I promised to give the bell to the God of Time in exchange for telling me how to save you.
Oh, when things were going bad, Rach, he picked up the bell. I told him not to.
I must have been closer to death than I thought. Hero, was he an older gentleman with a furious facade?
No, he was young, handsome. One of his eyes looked strange. He said his name was Yuri, God of Time, and was very adamant about it.
Not like him to offer help to some rando holding a rare magical item. No offense, Akashi.
Some taken. Carry on.
Thank you. Then there was the exchange with Philip last night. Something doesn't sit right with me. Did he say anything else to you?
Nothing much. He talked about the strings and told me to come find it when we get back.
Vague. He must have told you where to find them so you can deliver on what was agreed.
That's just it. He didn't. He just told me to find him when I get back. So that means he's somewhere in Darkness Falls.
Oh, well, good thing we happen to be heading in that direction. How about we pay our merciful god a visit?
What about the promise? What will happen if I don't bring it?
Then let's not go empty-handed. Promise to a deity is no joke, so Rachel can back me up on.
Quite. I would be remiss as to not assist in these matters. I hereby transfer ownership of the belt to you, Hiro Akashi. But I expect it to be returned when possible. Do I make myself clear?
I may have agreed to bring it to him. Though the specific wording of our verbal contract didn't explicitly state I had to relinquish it. Don't worry, I got this.
Best make sure you're prepared when playing games with gods, Hiro. The craft began with them. Now, both of you would benefit from a hot meal, and most certainly, a bath.
Yeah, can't argue with that. Oh, looks like that's your ride. I'll let Victor know where you're going.
Thank you, Ren. Akashi, may the light of God be with you.
And also with you. Not that you need me to say it. I mean, look at you, Rachel. You're bathing in it.
You always have to have the last word. I mean, we just witnessed an actual miracle. And you're acting like these things just happened, like it's your average Tuesday.
Do you think so little of me? I just have a great sense of winter levity after a dramatic event. It helps when it's over. Come on now, we should get going.
That's for sure.
Ah, look. Fortune smiles upon us this day. The ferry was here, and we had no trouble climbing aboard.
Thank God for small favors.
Ain't that the truth? I owe you one, big guy.
Curse you, Ren Black! You wait until I catch up with you, you bastard!
He sure seems hot under the collar. You know, I never got bored seeing him blow up like that.
Ah! Where did you come from?
Just my dungeon. Why?
I thought you said you would be here in the morning.
It's always morning somewhere, is it not?
Mm-hmm. And I hope you're gonna fill me in on what just happened and why it had to happen the way it did.
This I would like to hear. If we had gone there sooner, maybe she wouldn't have had to suffer like that.
Hiro, was it?
Yes?
Hiro, do not mistake my lack of empathy as merely being for display alone. There was a reason behind the events, and the need for them to unfold in time, in accordance with the pattern. For now, that is all I will say.
Yeah, that's not a satisfying answer.
I never implied that it would be.
Hold it off here, Akashi. We can always gather ourselves and come back with some well-formulated questions for him later.
I'll make sure to write them all down.
Oh, tenacity. I like that in a man.
Don't you have a wife or something?
Yes, she's my treasure.
Speaking of your wife, how is she doing?
If you don't mind me asking, what's her name?
No, not at all. Her name is Tragedy. We have been a little playful up the past 2 nights.
Well, you know, it's not nice to kiss and tell.
Well, I'd like to meet her sometime.
A wonderful idea. We will be free later tonight.
Sounds good. Be nice to catch up. If nothing else, she's fun to be around.
Great. I'll make dinner.
Oh, before we part ways, I got this for you. These are the samples I got from one of the bodies we found. Maybe you can turn something up in case Philip's teams aren't up to the task. Support equipment and all that.
Philip's staff couldn't find their way out of a tissue paper bag. I'll let you know when I find anything.
Good man. That's what I like to hear.
I will say this, Gabriel. You know how to make a good show. It paid off. Now we know a few more of their dirty little secrets.
If you're going to do anything right, you best do it with style. Undoubtedly, Black will catch on at some point or another. Perhaps with their attention turned to the Fujiwaras for a time, we will be free to move forward in gathering the others, planting the roots of success in our garden of treachery.
You have both exceeded my expectations. It is true that there is much work to be done, but this information will prove invaluable. Do not forget that we lead a way into darkness forms. If we are to succeed in learning his companion and force his hand.